And I went on a date.
Like the Charlie on the Tinder.
The Charlie on the Tinder.
Did they like the Charlie? Apparently one did like the Charlie on the Tinder. I ain't even try to smash, just put the tip in. Put the tip in, girl, let me put the tip in. Put the tip in, girl, let me put the tip in. Put the tip in, girl, let me put the tip in. No kids, why you tripping, girl, let me put the... Welcome back to...
Are we recording now? Shut the fuck up!
I'm a retard, ladies and gentlemen. Just to let you know that we had a great fucking 20 minutes of great audio. We were going back and forth, and I didn't press the record button.
It was great. It was amazing.
So good, too. Fuck.
And I was yelling at him in the moment, and then he turned, and he was like, I'm not recording. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to stop yelling at you now.
I feel like such an asshole. Let's see if we can recreate the magic here.
This is the
show. When we press the record button, this is the show where we read news stories, shoot the shit, and keep it.
Strictly platonic.
I'm your host with the worst...
fingers.
Good job, Mr. Old School, along with my platonic partner in crime,
Charlie.
That's her name.
That's my name. What the hell did we talk about?
We can go back into it. So we're talking about your flight to Italy.
Yeah.
And how that was fucking crazy. And stupid. I was bitching a bit the fact that people clap on fucking airplanes when it lands.
Fuck you.
And we're going right back into it. Okay, what the fuck is the, like, it's the most standard common thing now. Yes, I know we might.
I wish it was standard common. I feel so bad when I try to clap. I always look around me and I'm like.
Yeah, because you look like an idiot.
Listen, I just got into it with somebody on Facebook, okay?
Ooh, about the flying, yeah.
I just yelled at him because apparently Air Canada is about to implement some kind of fee.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not true.
No, it's not true. So
it better be true.
There was a joke. There was a joke on CBC's website.
Why would it be on CBC though?
They have like a humorous section, so you know.
They have
comedy.
A humorous okay. The comedy. Onion kind of.
Yeah, thing? Yeah, and like they label it. If you look, a lot of
they
people,
label
some
it.
Some people don't.
I can't believe I didn't check though. I'm usually really good at that.
Snopes. Anyways.
But anyway, I wailed on these
because you're saying, yeah, because the article was saying something about getting fined for
like $17,000 or something.
No, it's something retarded.
But
you look at that, don't you think like this is ridiculous? This can't be true.
I know. Well, I said while I was yelling at them, I said this better not be true. I love clapping. I really want to clap, but I always feel so fucking self-conscious about it.
Yeah, because you're an idiot for doing it.
Like, why?
Honestly, okay. The flights happen, like, how many flights happen a day? 10 billion flights, right?
10 billion.
10 billion flights. Fucking the pilot's like, da-da-da-da-da, presses the button, fucking plane takes off. He fucking checks the wind speed. He's with the fuck. He's like, oh, I'm gonna go.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna go 16 knots to the left, and I'm gonna press the button, and da da da, and then fucking lands, right?
No, excuse me.
That's
for,
how it works.
No, that's not how it works.
I'm a pilot. That's how it works.
You're.
So this big fucking thing, like it's the most common fucking thing in the world. Flying
now. Now it is.
Yeah, exactly. So to clap over that is it makes no fucking sense.
You're dumb. First of all, I hate you. Second of all. Excuse me for not taking things for granted. When I'm in the plane and I'm going over a fucking ocean from country to country and it takes me only 6 hours,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but I find that's pretty unbelievable. And at the end of the flight, I like clapping as in like, wow.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
You know what's also cool? The fact that I could communicate with you in Italy. Be an instant message that goes over the transatlantic and the satellite, and it goes right to your phone. And did you get the message and say, oh shit, he was able to communicate with me. How amazing is that?
Okay, first of all, again, I hate you. Second of all, you don't know what I do in my house.
I don't know. If you clap for every Facebook instant message, I would be fucking impressed.
Listen, I appreciate the little things in life.
That's
I
a
really
little
do.
Thing. That's a miraculous amount of technology.
The amount of times... that I do something at my house and I'm like,
yeah, good job me.
I don't clap, but I say, that's pretty cool. Like, that's awesome I can do that.
I took this photo and I touched it up and I made her look like $1 million. I'm fucking great. Look at it. Technology's wonderful.
You
Apple
know what?
Computers.
And I'm the fucking sad, mean one. I was going to say bitch, but I'm not going to treat myself as a bitch.
You are.
I'm the one that's all bitter and gross.
You hate the world. You hate everybody.
I hate everybody. And I'm the one that fucking claps. It's like at the theater. You go at the movies. You know what?
Oh, with the fucking theater clapping.
I clap. I clap at the theater. You asshole. Okay? Because somebody spent hours, not hours, fucking months making this beautiful motion picture.
And they're not there when you're clapping.
I still appreciate it.
Do you watch Netflix and be like, yeah, this is fucking awesome?
First of all, I don't watch Netflix, but when I watch a show, I do.
You clap at the end of an
episode? I don't clap, but I think about it.
What the fuck is that? No.
I appreciate it. I think
so. Message the guy on Twitter and say, hey, good job with this.
I think it's pretty cool.
You're clapping. Okay, if you're in the woods and and there's nobody around and you clap, does it make a sound? Does it matter? No.
Yes, it does.
No, because nobody's there to hear you. What's the point?
Who cares?
Why do you clap? You clap to acknowledge something you appreciate so that the person hears you and says, hey, they're clapping. They appreciate this. I feel appreciated, right?
Yes, okay.
Fuck you.
Yes.
Yes.
But I also do it because I want to stay grounded and understand that it's like,
get
this.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't understand.
Get the fuck out of here.
I hate your guts.
You're an asshole.
You know what? This time around, you're a lot rougher on me, okay?
I know, because I knew it was coming.
Okay? I'm sorry, but I like to just appreciate it. I don't like to take for granted these things. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I like to clap, and for everybody else who doesn't clap...
They're normal. You're welcome.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You know what? In Italy... everybody fucking claps. Everybody.
For what?
For when they
guy takes a shit. Yeah. Yeah.
When we are on the plane.
You know what? Sanitation is a miraculous fucking thing. We've saved so many lives by flushing the toilet. When you take a dump, do you fucking clap?
Oh my god! But you know what though?
Okay. You
first
did?
Of all, no. First of all,
get out of here.
No, for planes. Okay. I was saying for
you
planes.
Take a shit
we clap.
On a plane. You clap.
No, we clap when the plane lands.
Yeah.
But you spoke about a toilet. You know what?
Yeah. Speaking of toilets,
in public places in Italy, there's no seat.
Get the fuck! You shit on a floor, like a ground, a hole.
No, there's a toilet.
Okay.
But you know the seat, the comfortable part.
Yeah. There's no seat.
There's no seat.
So what do you sit on?
The bowl.
Oh, that's so dirty.
I know, right?
What the fuck?
I know.
Fuck you, Italy. You're dirty.
So when I have
a
house.
You squat? Can you squat?
Oh, fuck it. I just put paper on it and just sit.
Okay.
But I went to Italy.
Do women squat on Bobby Booby?
Probably. People squat everywhere, I'm thinking. But at my house, I have a house in Italy that we rent out to people.
Yeah.
So I got into the house.
Hold on. You own property in Italy?
My family does.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha,
we own multiple places in Italy.
Oh, cool.
But there's one place that I always go to when I go to Italy, so I don't have to pay for like accommodations.
That's
and
good.
I go to the toilet because I had to go pee, and then there was no seat, and I'm like, oh, what the hell? There's no seat.
Yeah.
So I finally find it in like some cupboard, and I like wash it and put it, and I'm like, that's so weird, you know? Like maybe the guys before, like the ones that rented it, broke it.
Right.
I sit, I keep it, but it's like not attached, so I keep sliding off, whatever.
Jeez.
I'm like, okay, I forget about it. I go out to a few bars while I'm in Italy. None of the fucking toilets had seats.
Wow.
In a bar? That's gross.
That is gross.
That is so gross.
There's fucking piss and disease and
So I'm like, wow, these bars are so disgusting.
So much yeast.
Until I went to the fucking airport in Italy.
Yep.
No seats.
Fuck. I'm never going to Italy, by the way.
What the fuck?
Hold on. As long as I'm going to take a shit, I'm good.
What the hell?
In hotel rooms, do they have seats?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been in a hotel.
Fuck, I hope. Okay. Let me know if you've ever been to Italy in a hotel room. Italy in a hotel room.
But airport, man. Airport is like a hotel.
Yeah, it's true. And I've shit in airports plenty of times.
And there's always a seat. There wasn't.
Fuck.
I couldn't believe it.
I gotta learn how to squat. If I ever go to Italy, I gotta squat.
But anyways, back to the clapping.
Squatty potty, everybody.
Fuck you.
Let's agree to disagree, because I want to jump over this table and clap as I punch you in the face.
Yes. Go ahead.
All right. So I want to talk to you about, while you're in Boppity Boopy land there, I had some friends come over.
Oh, okay. Like here?
Yeah.
Here come over?
Well,
like here?
The city here?
No, like in your house?
Not in my house, no.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
They were welcome.
Okay.
But it just didn't work out. That way.
Where would they sleep?
The couch. I got two couches.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. So they came here?
Well, a car crashed on them.
He crashed on it or he passed out?
No, he actually passed out on the floor. He slipped on the floor.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, carp. Ladies and gentlemen, all carp.
Hey, you said it was comfortable. I don't know. That being said, I had two friends over from Vancouver.
Okay.
And we went to this bar hopping, not bar hopping, but like a beer tasting thing. Went to three different bars, paired beer with food, and had like six semi-pints with this dude, like a tour guide.
There was a tour guide.
And this tour guide, no joke.
You paid for it or?
Yeah, you prepay. It was like $80.
Okay.
It was good. Anyways, this tour guide, like I ain't matchmaker fucking Cupid guy. But I'm like, you know, he's got the beanie hat. He's got the beard.
Oh, for me? He had a beard?
Like, he's a creative guy. Director.
He's a director.
And I'm like, fuck, this is Charlie's, right up Charlie's alley.
What was his name?
Jonathan or Juan? It's with a J.
What color was he?
He's white.
He's probably not Juan. Jonathan.
No, he was in Anglo. No, he's German.
German?
He's German.
It's definitely not Jonathan or Juan.
He was fluent in German. He was lived in Germany and travels between here and Germany doing tours like to pay for his director gig. That's what I'm saying. Like, perfect for you.
What the fuck?
Like, he's like,
did you give him like my number or something?
I don't know. First of all, I don't even know your number. But I was like,
know my number. Do you have a business card you could have gave him? Fuck?
Give me a fucking business card. I'm your matchmaker. I should hook you up. Give me some business cards. This guy, I don't. Maybe I could track him down. I don't know if he's in the girls, if he's single, whatever he's doing. But he's perfect for you. I'm thinking in my head, like, this is Charlie's alley.
Oh, my God.
Right up your fucking alley. Shit. He's taller than you. He's like 5'10".
Perfect. Remind me after you finish your conversation.
I'll find out what the tour is. Go on a tour, meet the guy, and be like, hey, listen, I don't know you, but Mr. Old School from Shut the Fuck Up, but what? I think this guy is right up your fucking alley.
I'm going to check on
him. I don't know if he's like marriage material, but you're more into like, let's fuck around, let's have some fun, whatever. Yeah. This guy's let's have some fun guy.
Okay.
I think you'd have some fun.
I like it.
All right. So anyways. Two Vancouver people, right?
Yeah.
So we go through the tour. It's fucking great. It was like $80, but we had six half pints. He paired with all this food, gave us some great knowledge on all the different types of beers, tried different beers, really enjoyed myself. And at the end of it, he kind of slightly implied, you know, in the middle of the tour, he's like, listen, if I give a, you know, good service, give me a little tip there, a little tip.
Just a tip.
A little tip.
Just a tip.
Just a tip. Get a little tip in there. I mean, I don't know what way he swings, what kind of tip he was talking about. I was assuming the monetary kind.
Just a tip.
But I wouldn't be obliged. Like, I don't swing that way. I don't swing that way.
Let's just get down and kinky.
Just want to be safe. I don't know if he's in the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the big boys.
The Bears and the Cubs.
He's in the big boys.
The Bears and the Cubs. Aren't you supposed to be hairy, though, when you're
up? Well, check out my arm. I'm up too, but I'm semi. I got hair there.
I'm pretty sure I'm hairier than you.
No. I mean, you haven't seen the legs.
Hey, I think I'm tanner than you.
Yeah, you're definitely I'm the whitest guy ever. Look at this. Boom, white.
I'm so happy with my tan. Okay, good.
So he
wanted to like give you one nice and kinky?
No. He was saying he wanted a tip. He wanted a tip.
Just a tip, man. Just a tip.
Just the tip. I don't know what you do on Saturdays, and it's none of my business.
If Jonathan was around.
Hey, you never know.
Never know. Jonathan won.
The man with the tip. Ready to go. He's a film. He'll direct all of it. He'll give all these great shots.
He can't direct it if he's in it.
Why not? People direct in fucking stars.
And fucking.
Literally fucking.
People direct and then fucking.
Yeah, they're fucking and they're direct. All right.
So he wanted a...
Great tour. Like, I really enjoyed myself. Learned a lot about beer and hops.
Okay.
And the different types of beers and tasting beer with poutine, beer with chocolate, beer with...
Oh, chocolate.
Yeah, that beer with sausage, beer with cheese, beer with nachos.
Okay.
Tried fucking stouts, I was fucking a stout, man. I was fucking good. All right, so I had a good time. It was fun.
Okay.
At the end of it, I'm getting my money out. Because
much did you want to tip him?
Well, he's like, hey, thanks a lot, whatever. I'm going to be over here if you want. So that's like,
I'll be over here if you want to just come and give me
like,
a tip.
You know, if you want to like get your money ready and give me some money.
Just give me
the tip. I get it. You know, I had a good time. I don't know how much this guy makes, but I figure you throw him 10 bucks, you know?
Bucks.
Here's my pet peeve.
Okay. 10 bucks. How much was the tour again? You said 80?
80 bucks, yeah.
Okay. So three tours, get a few.
Three bars, six half pints, food, 80 bucks.
Each? Or each. All three? Oh, that's here's the thing. Like,
I didn't think it was too bad. And I had a great time. Great experience. Great. Now, the guy was like refilling my glass and all that. Like, he was doing a good job. And he was engaging and great guy and blah, blah. Like, okay. I'd date him. But no.
I'd fuck him. Whatever.
I'd fuck him. Whatever, man. I don't swim that way, but I make exceptions for film directors.
Jonathan Wands.
Jonathan Wan, good. Number two.
Beanies, number two.
Number one, that was a random sad story I don't want to talk about.
Oh.
Anyways, so I get my 10 bucks. I was thinking about giving him 20. I really enjoyed it. Figured I'd give him 10.
Okay.
And then the two people next to me, my coworkers, happily, thankfully, they don't listen to the show. A bit cheap there. They gave $5 combined.
I'm a little surprised. $5 combined.
$2.50 each.
I'm a little surprised that you're talking to me about this, though. I'm against tipping. You know that, right? I hate tipping. No, I don't hate tipping. I enjoy tipping.
There we go.
But I'm not for tipping. Fuck tipping.
All right. So
$5 each.
Let's start. Okay. Yes. Let's go there, and then I'll make you look like an idiot in about 2 seconds.
Oh boy.
All right. I'm like, fuck. Overcompensate. Do I say something? Can't say nothing. Do I overcompensate to make the average tip higher? Because I've done that.
Why?
I've had to do that before.
Jesus Christ.
The service was good, and I'm like, fuck. As a group, we're now an asshole.
Do you even know how much he makes? Like, maybe
he couldn't have made that much.
Where did you even get this guy? Maybe he makes the 80 bucks in his pocket.
Dude, he's like fucking starving fucking actor, director, whatever.
He's a fucking actor, director.
Listen, people in the Canadian film industry make fucking nothing.
You have no idea that's true.
They make nothing.
No.
They beg the government for subsidies.
No,
they're sucking government dick.
I conveniently don't know that shit at all.
You fucking know it. They make dick, okay?
Fuck you. You don't know that shit.
That guy's fucking living with 18 fucking
roommates
in the plateau. You know what I mean? He's literally living in a fucking garbage can.
Stay at my place. It's all good.
Yeah, you know what? Juan, Charlie's got plenty of room. I've been there. She's got plenty of room. All right. For the tip.
For just a tip, though. No, I'm seriously, I'm not okay with that. I hate tipping.
You know what? I'll let you say your piece because this is...
Okay.
We are in a democracy.
Fine. Whatever.
And you know what? Different opinions. Go ahead. You say your piece and then I'll make you look like an idiot.
Go ahead. First thing is first. Fuck off. Second thing, The waitress and the waiters, whatever, they go in the restaurant, they get paid less than everybody, whatever. Everybody knows that.
Right. You know how it works, right?
Under minimum wage.
Yeah.
But you know what? You don't fucking pick your job. You do pick your job.
You do pick, yeah, it's not
you
Russia.
You do.
It's not communist Russia in the 50s. You look like a doctor. You go for it. You look like a doctor.
You do pick your job. The government doesn't pick it for you. If the government picked your job and said, like, at birth, this guy gets tagged as a waiter, then I would be like, you know what? It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Fine.
Right.
But people pick their jobs. So if you're not happy of how much you're getting paid, quit. Go do something else. Go to fucking college.
You gotta be one of those, huh?
Yes, I'm gonna be one of those.
You gotta be one of those. Well, technically, it shouldn't be like this. So it's it's not my responsibility to pay for your thing.
Exactly.
Even though it's widely understood that yes, the industry might
First of all, you're taking that shit out of my mouth from the previous episode that you did not record.
I don't know what you're talking about. It never happened.
That I said that before 20 minutes ago.
No idea what you're talking about.
So fuck you. So third of all.
Amazing. Breaking the fourth wall again. Thank you very much.
Breaking the wall. I'm going to break all kinds. If it works in my fucking... whatever words you speak of.
Words are good. I like to use words. Words are good.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Why do people become waiters?
What do you mean? Why do they?
They need to eat.
Fuck.
No. Why do they become waiters? Why do they want to go and become a waiter? Because they get tipped.
Right.
Because people are just expected to tip, no matter what the service is.
But you know, going out there.
I'm not done.
Indian Charlie.
So people just like, they know that if they go into being a waiter, right. Becoming a waiter or waitress, they're going to get tipped. Yep. So if they're like, they do their job, they have to bring their fucking plate from the kitchen to my table.
Yeah.
They're going to get automatic 15%. I'm sorry, but no.
Maybe 10.
If you're exceptional and amazing... And, like, you learn my name and talk and have, like, jokes and stuff like that.
You have the material. Yeah. You have the fucking stand-up material to get a tip from this chick.
I'm in the service industry, okay? I go above and beyond for people all the time.
You get paid way more than the fucking servers at fucking La Belle Patate.
But ask me how many times I got tipped. I'm in the service industry just like those waiters. Ask me how many times I got tipped.
Okay, how much do you get compared to La Belle Patate?
La Belle Patate. La Belle Patate doesn't get tips.
La Belle Adag Carlis. La Belle Chicken.
La Belle Province doesn't get any tips.
Ah, chicken numéro deux. Vide des vaches, vachon Carlis.
Are you drunk?
Because I don't eat a lot. Now I'm drunk.
Okay, so yes, I get paid, but because it's my own company and then whatever. But I never get tipped.
Nah, what was you? So now everybody's got to suffer. I don't get tips. Nobody else should get tips.
No, I don't care because I'm not going to I'm not going to bitch about it, okay?
Whatever.
If people did an exceptional job and I would tip them 100%. Yeah. Not 100%, but 15%.
They got to do backflips for you. Here's the thing. I mean, I understand they don't have to work there, but sometimes you're stuck in a position where you have to work certain jobs. It makes sense for hours and stuff like that.
No.
They go through a lot. I mean, a lot of customers are fucking douchebags. You've seen them, how they treat the fucking waiters. They're fucking assholes. So? Women get sexually harassed almost. You know what I mean?
Hey, dude, use your power, man.
No, but they get treated like customers are fucking annoying. Like,
not always. Are you annoying?
I'm the best.
There you go. So shut the fuck up then.
Showtime.
Shut the fuck up is not the show title. It's the fucking podcast.
Here's what I'm saying. Like, the world works in our region of the world, in North America, a certain way, right? I understand how the game works. The restaurants, they charge lower prices for the food, but they compensate. Well, I'm saying in general, you're going to get a lower price of the food because they pay their servers less.
That is not why they pay the food.
Look it up.
No.
Anyways.
Look it up.
Look it up. Google. Check the Google. So usually you get a reduced price. I'm talking about the USA. Reduced price on the food because the servers get a little bit less than minimum wage because it is kind of an unwritten rule. It's understood that if they're doing their job properly, they're going to get a tip. It's just our world works on service and tips. You tip your cab driver,
but
tip your server.
If that's what you think, then you're part of the problem.
It's not
the
question of being part of the problem. Right now, like I would fucking, if there was a law that says, let's pay the wages more than minimum wage and enforce.
Not more, just minimum wage.
No, nobody fucking work in the industry.
What do you mean?
Pay them a living wage.
Minimum wage is living wage.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No. A living wage is like $15, not 10.
No, it's not.
Well, it depends. If you're 12 years old living with your parents, yeah, it's nuts. But if you're fucking 45 years old,
you're an idiot.
You got 18 kids, you know what I mean? You don't get a lot of education.
Then go to fucking school and get a better job.
Not everybody's going to be a scientist. You got to have restaurant people too. So here's the thing. We understand how the game works. It's fucking stupid, but we understand how it works. And people in the industry understand how it works. And people who go to restaurants understand how it works. You might not necessarily agree with it, but this is how the fucking thing
works. I'm not okay with that.
Right? So, but the thing is, when you kind of resist and you stand your ground, like you said, and you're not going to fucking tip, say the person did a decent job, she didn't do 15 cartwheels, remember your name, and fucking give us a Jerry Seinfeld fucking stand-up, right? She did a decent job because there was fucking 800 people, whatever. She did okay. You didn't tip.
No.
The thing is, the restaurants don't suffer. Society in general doesn't suffer. It's that person who makes less than minimum wage, who can't feed their kids, who can't fucking whatever.
I'm sorry.
That's the person.
No.
I know you're saying it's not your problem.
It's not my problem.
But you're a person who has empathy for people. So I'm really surprised. We're getting a little serious here. But I'm kind of surprised that you wouldn't have empathy for those people.
Okay. But that's... I'm sorry to say, but that's not my problem. It is the case of like most people will ruin it for the others. Because how many times have you gone to a restaurant
right.
and then the people just like... do the worst, if not just a minimum fucking requirement yeah. for yeah. their job,
yeah.
and then literally go and bring you the check and say, it's 15%, and then expect the fucking tip. It's
okay.
like, no, I'm
in
sorry.
That, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, but no. You, yeah. Like,
in
I'm
that
not
scenario,
fucking give you fucking 15%.
In that scenario, I would agree. I wouldn't give 15. I'd probably give, like... 8 to 10.
For fuck's sakes, don't give
good.
Anything because
no.
you become
I mean,
part of the problem.
No,
if nobody fucking tipped, if nobody tipped,
right.
then, you know, in Italy...
I get what you're saying. Here's the thing.
If in Italy, in most places,
yeah.
it's unheard of to tip.
Yes, because culturally it doesn't work like that.
Yes.
But culturally here, it does.
But how does that make sense? Just because
it's what it is.
No.
Is the
then,
problem.
Then old school, I was going to call your name.
Yeah.
Old school. That means that if they put like 500 billion fucking pounds of antibiotics in your tomatoes.
That's not the same.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
because
not.
Because then you buy it as like, oh, well, that's just the
no,
way it is.
No, that is not the fucking same.
Yes,
you
it
cannot,
is.
No, you can't. There's a cultural standard that's been happening for fucking like 60 fucking years.
So is antibiotics
right.
in your food. But just because it's a new standard now, people just take it and fucking shove it up their ass.
I don't agree with that. I cannot relate these two things. I cannot do it.
It is. Just because it's the new normal doesn't make it normal.
It's just
pay your waiters more. It's just the way it is.
But here's what's happening. The people who are going with you are going to have to compensate now because you don't want to tip.
Because I don't want to tip?
Yeah.
Nobody should tip. So that the companies...
But here's the thing.
So that the waiters...
How many people think like you?
I hope a lot.
No, zero.
Yes, but this is where the problem lies.
Yes,
because
I agree
listen,
there's a problem.
Listen.
Okay, go ahead.
If nobody tipped,
yeah.
then the waiters would rebel, and then the companies would pay at least minimum wage.
Gotcha.
It makes no sense that the waiters don't get paid minimum wage, because
right.
it's called minimum wage for a reason. The only reason why the companies get privilege or
right.
whatever to do that is because people just fucking tip.
I agree with you on principle, but there's a difference between principle and reality sometimes.
How does that know that no
in this case
not.
Yes yeah there is and all, the only thing you're gonna accomplish by doing that is you're shortchanging somebody who doesn't make a lot of money, and then you're making everybody at the table look bad.
Not my problem.
I know, but that's what you're doing.
Not my problem.
All right, so we're done that fucking diatribe.
Fuck
fucking
that
fight.
Shit. Like,
let's
honestly.
Let's just agree to disagree because we don't agree. So
because you're a piece of shit, man.
You know what? Let's let Twitter decide.
Fuck that.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that at all. I meant fuck you more than anything.
Okay, well, okay.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's move on. You know,
gotcha.
Speaking about Jonathan and Juan.
Yeah, man.
That I now want to meet really, really
Juan
badly. And
show.
I cannot believe you
he
didn't.
He wants to direct his new video with you. It's called Just the Tip.
Just the Tip. Just the Tip.
It's coming.
I can't believe you didn't give them my business card. Whatever.
Which you never gave me. Give me the fucking card and I'll give it to the
pretty
fuck.
Sure I gave you my card. But whatever.
No.
You know what I did? I went to Tinder in Italy.
Tinder.
Yeah. Oh, you Mikey, you know what, actually? I went on Happn after I landed in Rome.
Okay.
okay, because I had like 6 hours to fucking kill.
Might as well go on a date.
And I, yeah, exactly. No. But, you know, I told you about happened, how you walk by a person and it tells you like that you walk by that person.
Yeah.
It kept track of everybody that I've been through while I was flying.
Oh, shit. Even the old guy with the fucking, you happen to be, that would have been great, man.
That would have been fucking creepy and weird. Hey. But it said like 3 hours ago, you were next to this person or you were like above. And I was like, I actually tweeted to happen. And I was like, if you're on a plane for 6 hours and you cross paths with somebody, does that mean he's on the plane? Or are you really not in the same neighborhood?
Or is he flying?
Or is
he's
he
like literally in another plane?
In another plane? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But I was like, is he like down under, like at the country? And he tweeted me back.
Oh,
they said,
what did they say?
Apparently some person wanted to FaceTime me just now.
There you go.
Okay, that was creepy.
Maybe it was the old guy.
So Happen tweeted me back and said that apparently they were on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huh. But anyways, fuck Happen. I went on Tinder and tried to see if the Italians liked the Tinder.
Ooh.
And
did
I went
Italians
on a date.
Like the Charlie on the Tinder.
The Charlie on the Tinder.
Did they like the Charlie? Apparently one did like the Charlie on the Tinder.
Yeah. Everybody was in a particular city that was like 30 minutes away. But whatever, I went.
You went?
I went. But
he's,
you know,
went on a random date with a random Italian guy.
Random Italian guy. But you know what sucked?
What sucked?
Because of the like eating schedules, how it's random weird there. Like you eat a big lunch.
Yeah.
And then you have a nap time. And then you have a small supper.
So was he napping at the time? Or?
No, he wanted to go on the date at 2 p.m.
Huh.
To like have a coffee and have a like small lunch or something, a big lunch or something.
Okay.
Which was super random because like who goes on a date,
well,
like,
maybe
a legit
Italians.
Date at,
maybe
at 2 p.m.? Like you can't just like sleep with a 4 and then blame it on the alcohol at 2 p.m.
Okay. So you were, okay, hold on. Because there's a lot to that sentence. If so,
I'm saying if ever it was going good,
okay,
you can't just like sleep with him and then
yeah, you can
just say like, oh, it was just me being silly.
You can't be drunk at 2 p.m. Fucking right, you can be drunk at 2 p.m.
No, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd
okay.
be amazing.
Listen, I work in Vancouver. Okay. A couple times a year.
I was like, when?
I was like, 5 a.m. I'm getting fucked up and fucking some chick. I don't remember. I finish my work there at 1. In my head, it's 4. It is a 3-hour difference.
Do you get jet lagged?
No, because I work on the same schedule. By just there, it's 5 a.m. In my head, it's 8. And I never change schedules and I come back.
So you work at 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
You're dumb.
No, because it's 8 for me.
So why are you even there?
Because I'm there to work. And like do meetings and stuff, but I still keep the same schedule. I do 5 to 1.
Okay.
So I get up at 4 a.m., but in my head, it's still 7.
That's retarded.
It totally works. I go from this this schedule to that office for a week, still do the same schedule at the 5 a.m.
Okay. And you can do that?
Yeah, because I'm the morning guy anyways. So I'm doing the morning shift there, which is the same time I'm doing it. So I'm in my head, it's still 8 o'clock.
See, I don't get jet lagged. Right
I,
now,
I don't
for
either because
me...
I start work at 5 a.m.
What time is it for me right now? 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I feel like it's 10:39.
You're a psycho. We've got to that point. I guarantee you sleep like in a fucking coffin or something. Or you sleep like a bat. Like you sleep with your feet on the fucking ceiling. I guarantee you you're a bat.
How did you?
I
no,
saw your bat bed.
Of course not.
I saw the hooks on your fucking in your bedroom. You fucking sleep like a bat.
I think I am one of the only ones that don't get jet lagged.
You know who
That's
else?
That's retarded.
No, you know who else doesn't get jet lagged?
Vampires?
Serial killers.
Oh, why?
And vampires, yes. Hashtag okay. Charlie's a vampire.
But
okay.
I would never do that. Okay,
so
go
anyway,
ahead. So you work the same schedule?
Yeah, so I'm doing 5 to 1. And I'm for fucking going out with coworkers. I'm getting smashed. I come back. It's 5 o'clock. I'm smashed. And on the clock, it says 5.
That's dumb.
So but I could have totally fucked one of the coworkers. But I don't fucking know. She's a 4.
That's
whatever.
True, I guess.
And it's 5 o'clock.
I guess it doesn't pass very well with girls, though. But anyways, the date was...
Tell me. I'm not a girl. Tell me.
I don't even know why I went on the fucking date. To be honest. Because what am I going
to
do? Oh,
kill.
Let's get married. But I'm going to Canada tomorrow. Like, it's so stupid. So I couldn't see him again, obviously.
So
Leonardo.
So let's dissect the reasoning for going on the date.
Because I was bored, and he had boing, a name
boing,
of a
boing, boing.
He had the same name as a Ninja Turtle.
Because he wanted to boing boing Leonardo.
No, I didn't sleep with Leonardo.
And Slam Master Shredder.
Slam Master Shredder.
Do a three-way with the rat and the turtle. One from the front and one from the back.
That's so... Just a tip.
Just a tip.
But no, I went on a date because I wanted to see if it... Just a tip. I wanted to go on the date to see like how it was to be an Italian date.
It's a bad Italian, it's a pizza and a fucking...
Yeah, it was boring.
What the fuck?
It was boring. It was just like coffee and like...
But was he like a babada babada babada? Or was he like, hey, bro, what the fuck? Well, I'm an Italian. You got a fucking pizza. I'm Giuseppe. You remember me? I'm from
Giuseppe.
I'm back.
Bro.
I'm from fucking Italia.
No.
Was he a cool guy, though? Or?
Yeah, he was a cool guy. Yeah, okay. He was fine. But it's just that we don't have the same culture at all, and it shows. And, you know, what are we going to do? Go on a second date now? Like, no.
Okay, what if he flies here for the second date?
Oh, epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would do that.
Who
that's
can
fine.
Say
why? Why? Why?
Enya. Only time and who can. I don't know.
Why did you go
I just
there?
Thought Enya. I was listening. I'm like thinking this. And I'm like, it's Enya. Boom. I'm thinking of the montage. Your fucking Juan there. Your boyfriend can film it. He comes, whatever, your ex-boyfriend
comes,
at the time.
I come.
You come, he comes, you all come. Fucking cinematography, it's beautiful.
Holy Enya, shit.
Only time.
Of all the songs you could have fucking picked. Of
songs. It's epic.
Hashtag pick a better
it's
song.
It's epic. It's a fucking
epic. That's not an epic song.
That's a great movie, though. That's a great movie.
It's in a movie?
I don't know. I'm making it up right
now.
Yeah, you go to Italy, you meet him, he fucking falls in love with you, and you're like, what the fuck? He fucking flies here, meets you, fucking damsel in distress. You're fucking, he's like, I'm here, blah, 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 bobbity, boom, bada, bobbity, some of pizza.
And pasta.
And who cares?
Every time I hear that song, I think of church.
No,
like,
you're
going to
think of that. You're going to think of that dude flying here. And fucking Juan's filming it.
Oh my god. Poor
and who
Juan.
Can
say what Juan knows.
Only Juan knows.
Is that the worst?
No.
That's not the worst.
It would be great if it was.
Okay. Right,
so you're on fucking Tinder, bobbity bobbity bobbity.
Fuck it. That's it. That was my story.
So we have a game for you. We're going to end on a game.
I want to end on a game.
Okay.
Can I end it again?
Sure. Yeah, we can push mine.
So, last episode, I felt like really terrible about the fact that I lost
you
the friends thing.
Up. Like, I was surprised. Well, I give you credit, though. They weren't easy questions. You got a couple of them that were like, oh,
I should have known. I should have known them. It was easy. It was really easy.
Las Vegas? That was the only one. Like, I figured you should have known.
No, I should have known that, and you're right. And I felt really bad, and it, like, tore me up inside, and I'm not even kidding when
I say
this.
It did tear her up inside.
It really did. I made a quiz of myself.
Okay,
of myself?
Really?
That's weird.
Tell me about myself. What
quiz,
is my name?
A quiz on my own of, for you.
Yeah.
10 questions.
Okay, of?
WWE.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to get these.
Listen, I've been a fan for 30 years. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think you're going to get these.
And actually, you don't know this, but a lot of our listeners are also... huge.
So they can play too.
We have like 4 wrestling podcasts on the same network. So, and the thing I'm
That's
a little
fine.
Concerned about is I have a reputation for being a pretty hardcore fan. I host a show now on the network. So if I don't get a lot of these right, I'm going to look like an idiot.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you,
here.
You have to have 6 on 10.
Okay, that's fair.
Just
that's
like
fair.
School. No. Just like school.
Okay.
So, I'm hoping that you fail at this because I really did feel bad after the friends thing.
Okay, here we go.
So it really hurt my feelings. Now I drank beer, I'm fine.
WWE trivia, here we go.
The WWE trivia.
Da, da, da.
Da. Okay. I hope I can say these names right. Like,
yeah, because everybody's going to be like, What the fuck is this, you idiot? Hey, idiot, you fucking dumbass.
Hashtag Charlie. WWE trivia.
Here we go.
Play at home while you're listening to our podcast.
That's the entire... It's like the whole tweet is this hashtag.
Yeah. Okay, first question.
Yeah.
Who was Bill Goldberg's...
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was Bill. His first opponent on a WWE pay-per-view in 2003.
The Rock.
Oh, fuck.
Suck it. All right.
Shit, okay, one.
Number two.
Who was the first wrestler to win the WWF world title under the management of Mr. Fuji?
WWF title under the management of Mr. Fuji.
I know this wrestler. Who was Mr. Fuji?
Yokozuna?
Yeah.
Okay.
What universally known recording artist has been best friends with Jim Brunzel?
Brunzel. Jesus.
For over 20 years.
A recording artist?
Mm-hmm.
Universally
known.
Hold on.
Amazing.
This has got to be rock and wrestling. What the fuck's her name? Girls? Cyndi Lauper.
Nope.
Ah, wow. What is it?
Bruce Springsteen.
How the fuck am I going to know that?
20 years.
Jumping Jim Brunzel's like the Killer Bees from the early 80s. How the fuck am I supposed to know he does the...
I knew the recording artist, so I put it.
Wow, okay. Like, honestly, if anybody on Twitter knew that, be honest with me. Come on. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's Las Gagas.
Las Gagas. Fuck you. You hurt my feelings.
All right.
How old...
Two for three.
How old was Adrian Adonis... Wait.
Okay.
When he tragically killed in a car accident in Newfoundland, Canada. When he died. How old was he?
The exact age?
Oh, yeah.
This is fucking impossible. How am I supposed to know his exact
age? He died. Age? You should know this.
Adorable Adrian Adonis. Okay, so, I mean, this is fine. If I get this, he's got to be...
I'm going to give you, like, two...
Late 40s? Am I that... late 40s? Am I good with late 40s?
I'm going to make you think about it. Adrian 48? Adonis when he died.
48?
Do you know who Adrian Adonis
Adorable
is?
Adorable Adrian Adonis. He fought...
Adorable.
Yeah, he fought, I mean, he was a little bit overweight at the time, WrestleMania 3, he fought Roddy Piper. He's probably in his mid-40s at that point. He died in Newfoundland, I mean, 49, 50.
Final answer?
Yeah.
34.
Wow. 34.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty good.
Adorable Agent Adonis.
Bruno San...
San Martino. He's Italian. You didn't know that?
Bruno San Martino wrestled his last match.
Yes.
At a 1987 house show.
Yeah.
Teaming with what wrestler against King Kong
Bundy
yeah. and One Man Gang?
Probably his son, David San Martino. That'd be my final answer.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Dude, Hulk Hogan.
Ugh. San Martino team with Hogan? I did not know that. Fuck.
Dude, your favorite.
Hogan and San Martino. Wow.
Favorite. Next. I love that you're failing.
I'm 2 for 5.
That's good.
Two for five.
Eh? I don't understand how you would even know these details. Like, to me, 0 on 10 would have been amazing. Yeah, okay. 1 on 10 would have been amazing.
I'm 2 for 5. I'm doing okay. I still can win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was the first wrestler?
Yeah.
To win the Royal Rumble.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
On two separate occasions.
Oh, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
On two separate occasions?
Austin won twice. No, he won... Did he win three times? The first one to win two? Hogan. Oh, fuck. Hold on. Yeah, it's Hogan.
It's Hogan.
Yeah, okay. I think Austin won three times. Okay. Yeah, okay, I got it. Good. 3 for 6. Okay.
Which of the following wrestlers... Yeah. Have never held a tag team title with The Rock. Way to have a multiple choice.
Okay.
Mick Mankind Foley.
No, he was, so he's out.
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker's one of them. He's never... Yeah, he's one. So two?
No, just one.
Oh, it's Taker.
Well, can you fucking
right now, it's Taker.
Can you let me read it?
Sorry, but it's Taker.
Mick Mankind Foley.
Yeah.
The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Steve Austin.
Okay.
Or Chris Jericho. Which of the following wrestlers have never held a tag team title with The Rock?
It's got to be Undertaker.
Undertaker?
Yeah.
Last question? Yeah. Last super question? What? Super
answer? The super question. Yeah, it's got to be Undertaker.
It's Steve Austin.
What? Wow. Oh, fuck, I'm in
That's
trouble.
That's why I tried to like give you like so many answers.
You won with The Undertaker? I guess I stopped watching at that point.
You stopped watching at
that point? Well, there was one point, like, span of like 5 or 6 years I stopped watching. Fucking 3%. I got to get the next three right.
Yeah.
Holy
Who
shit.
Who was the only wrestler to hold a tag team championship with Hulk Hogan?
Edge. Yes. Okay. There we go. Boom. Yes. Two more.
At the Survivor Series of 87.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Who was the last person pinned by Andre the Giant in the main event?
Survivor Series 87.
Just think Andre the Giant. He's so known.
No, okay. So if that's got, hold on. Because Hogan lost the belt. He had the belt at 3. So 87. Yeah, it would be Hogan. Oh, no.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
No. Fuck. I lost. Well, I could at least hopefully redeem myself a little bit and get 5 out of 10.
The third episode of Raw in 93.
What the fuck, man? She's
it's
coming
too up. Long. It's like 40 years.
She's
like
coming with the bullets. Third episode of Raw, 93. Okay.
Featured the epic retirement match between two WWE legends. Which ones?
93.
The retirement match, dude.
Between two of them.
Yeah. Between two. What to WWE? So both of them retired.
93.
I think you can get this.
93.
It's main man.
When did Andre die? I don't think he was on Raw. I think he was dead already.
He was dead already?
I think he died in like 92, 93. Fuck. This is
Did he retire before he died?
I don't know.
Dude.
He was in a hall.
If it's an epic retirement, that means it's epic. Like, it's one of the people that shouldn't, like, retired, and everybody went like, what the fuck?
Macho Man? Fuck.
He's still around.
He's still around.
Because
Hogan didn't retire.
Do I give you, like, an epic fucking...
A little hint, something.
A little hint or a big hint?
Little hint.
He has a daughter?
Hogan? No.
He has a daughter.
A lot of people have daughters. Ric Flair? No. No, that's not true. Ric Flair kept going. 93? He retired in 2004.
It says Mr. Perfect and Ric Flair.
Oh, jeez. Okay, that's why I didn't get it. Because they kept wrestling in WCW. That must have been like an angle. Wow. Okay.
Here you go.
I suck.
I don't, like...
Yeah. I got 4.
For sure you wouldn't have gotten this. I don't even blame you. The people on Twitter don't know any of these either.
Okay, honestly... Be honest with me. Tweet me how many you legit got. Because I feel like an idiot. I only got 4. I've been watching wrestling 30 years.
With friends, I have 6 people I have to keep up with.
Yeah.
Fucking WWE, you have like 1,000. Like, there's no way you could know everything. No. There's no way.
Well, I can't pat myself on the back for 4, but I'll give myself a pity fuck later.
Okay. I wouldn't have known any of these. Any. And I picked some that I knew the names. You know, that I figured out.
Well, you came swinging, man. You came swinging. I'm happy I got 4. Guys, let me know how many you got, because I know we have a lot of wrestling
on
listeners.
10.
Yeah. How many you got? All right, let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Madame Leno-Tipper Charlie.
Yeah. If you want to contact us, please do. You could send us an email at thestfupodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
You could also contact us on Twitter at thestfupodcast, which you probably know.
Let us know how many questions you got right.
Please, let us know. Be honest, because he feels like shit right now.
Yeah,
which is fine. Which is like the goal, because I felt like shit last episode.
She got Las Vegas wrong, and she like, I'm gonna take this out on this motherfucker.
It's the kissing one, man. The kissing one I should have gotten right.
The kissing one you should have got, yeah.
I should have gotten right.
You fucked up, motherfucker.
Yeah. I feel bad. So, and I count in life. So, other than that, you can go on stfupodcast.com.
And click on the link, the Amazon link that helps support the show specifically. The Charlie who requires nourishment.
If you shop on Amazon, just go and click on the link first. Shop like you normally do. And it would just kick us back a few dollars.
Yeah.
Or cents. It really doesn't pay that much.
Pay some rent.
Yeah. And
buy a Snickers bar.
Other than that, are you off next week?
Yes, I am. I am in Toronto, Canada. Hey. I go see the Blue Jays.
I come back from Italy and you go see the Blue Jays.
I see the baseball, the Blue Jays, the Coalis, the baseball.
So I'm going to have a special guest.
Ooh, and it's a man.
What? Way to give it away.
He's a man. Such a man. He's a man. Real man's man.
Enjoy.
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
No, I'm not either.
But he's a man.
And he's cheap like me. So.
He's a special guest. He's a cheap man.
Ooh.
A real cheap man.
Ooh. Okay, that's it.
Fuck you, bye.
Bye.